Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Margaret Christie from CESA, the local hero folks. You're one of the folks that called it local hero folks in the first place.
It's true.
And we're celebrating this Friday, CESA's 20th anniversary. It's CESA's annual meeting and potluck. You were with CESA very near 20 years ago.
Since 1993.
What was CESA like at that point?
Well, at that time, there were lots and lots of people who were trying to figure out, what do we do about the challenges facing agriculture? What do we do about the fact that we've got such high development pressure on our agricultural land?
And are these farmers who had lived here for their whole lives and had been farming the land that were coming to you? Are these new wave of farmers that have come in at this point in the 90s?
It was a whole mix of people. There were definitely some new young farmers, some farmers who were trying out organic techniques. There were farmers that had been doing this for a long time. And they really saw the need to get a lot more people in the conversation.
We live in the valley now, and it's almost embarrassing how many farmers markets we have and farm shares and things.
Never be embarrassed by your farmers market.
I are, and I won't be. How many farmers markets were there? Were there any farms shares available in 1993 when you were working at CESA?
In 1993, there were probably two or three community-supported agriculture farms. The first CSAs in Massachusetts, I mean in the country, were here in Massachusetts and in southern New Hampshire. Brookfield Farm might have been about the third.
Mm-hmm.
The Food Bank Farm came in shortly after that, and a couple of others. There were farmers markets in Amherst and Northampton, in Holyoke, in Springfield, and in Greenfield. That's it. Five.
But you mentioned two important figures there. You mentioned the Food Bank Farm and Phil Corman from CESA. You'll be honoring Michael Doctor at this CESA annual meeting in potluck on Friday.
So Michael's just done amazing work because he went from the Food Bank Farm, which he was the heart of it in so many ways, and now he's sort of created a new farm business and has been leading the charge on that, and he grows organic root vegetables. He bikes thousands and thousands of pounds of it to Whole Foods and River Valley Market.
He's just showing off.
Just showing off because he's
got tons of food on my bike, literally.
He probably just grows the heaviest food he can.
Yeah, right. Kohlrabi.
Right. And also because he's targeting the winter market. So he's really thinking about, how do we do this year round?
You also mentioned, Margaret, that there was a handful of farmers markets in the area, but one of them was in Greenfield. And another person that you're going to be honoring at this dinner to commemorate CESA's 20th anniversary is one of the people, since I've lived in the Valley, who's been most influential on me. I adore Juanita Nelson.
You know, Juanita was instrumental in the, along with her husband, you know, in starting the Greenfield's farmers market. And Juanita had the seed of the idea to begin a winter farmers market. And the first one started in 2008. In Greenfield, you know, CESA's helped spread that word, and now there are, you know, seven ongoing winter markets.
It's like meeting the Buddha when you go with her. She was freedom riding before Rosa Parks. She was eating at segregated lunch counters before it was in vogue, I guess. And she comes up with these ideas, and everyone says, yes, I do want to make this happen. And because of the idea that she seeds, like a farmer, these grow up, the Greenfield Farmers Market, the Winter Market, etc. So she'll be honored.
That's right.
At this dinner on Friday to commemorate 20 years of CESA. Where is CESA going from here, Phil Corman?
When you take a look at Hampden County, you know, we have two out of three people living in the three counties in Hampden County, and Springfield has more people than all the people in Hampshire County. That's where CESA really needs to be more present every single day, making it easier for people to find local food, making it easier for restaurants to source locally, making it easier for farms to survive and thrive. That's one step forward we're going to be taking, and we're also clear that we need to be making sure that beginning farmers who are already on the land can really continue with their farm businesses, so even when they get to year 10, 11, and 12, they're still farming in the valley. And the last piece that we keep talking about is how do we just scale up the entire local food system? 20 years from now, when we're talking Monty on this radio station, we'll be able to say, yes, we in fact have doubled the amount of local food in our diets.
Will we have jetpacks then, though?
We might.
Phil Corman from CESA and Margaret Christie from CESA celebrating 20 years at CESA's annual meeting and potluck this Friday. Margaret, 20 years ago, when you're starting this organization, you're birthing the idea of local hero and branding that idea. Is this the dream come true?
I think in a lot of ways it is the dream come true. Doesn't mean we don't have a long way to go. What we saw was that farmers were growing really good food for us. Farmers had made big efforts to improve their environmental practices, but they weren't seeing the reward for that effort in the marketplace. They weren't seeing people turning out and saying, we really want to buy this food. We see how it protects open space. It helps our local economy. It creates jobs. And now we're seeing all these additional benefits in terms of the energy expended on transportation, the effect on our health of the way that we're eating now, and problems with public health and obesity and diabetes.
Diabetes.
Among all the issues that I care about, local food is one of the solutions to that. And so a lot of people are joining us in thinking about what the solutions are, and they're doing all kinds of really exciting and creative things.
Margaret Christie from CESA and Phil Korman from CESA celebrating their 20th anniversary with the annual meeting and potluck with Congressman Jim McGovern. You can find more about CESA at buylocalfood.org.